This is Esther Lovejoy with today's View from the Sparrow's Nest. When my son was little, I overheard him tell someone that his mommy's favorite flower was the dandelion. I guess my genuine reaction of delight when given a hand-picked bouquet of those weeds, usually clasped in a grubby little fist, led him to believe that they surely must be my favorite. What I did love, however, were yellow roses, pale yellow roses. But you see, my children weren't capable of getting me roses. They didn't have the means or the ability, but dandelions were free. And unfortunately, they were available in abundance in our backyard. And so I loved those little bouquets because they were an honest expression of my children's love to the best of their limited resources and ability. I often think of that during times of worship. I do love the Lord, deeply love the Lord. But so often I feel like my attempts to convey that love, to truly worship Him, fall so far short of what He deserves. And then I remember grubby little fists full of dandelions. The Lord doesn't insist on yellow roses if dandelions are the best I can offer. You see, when my children brought me those, I didn't really look at the flowers. I looked at the child. And what I saw was the love that prompted the gift. It was the heart of the giver that made those bouquets so precious. I'm so thankful that when I offer God my worship, He sees the heart that's behind the gift and accepts the faltering, inadequate words with joy and love. He deserves so much more, but who knows? Maybe dandelions are His favorite flower. This is Esther Lovejoy. You can listen to this and other radio blogs on viewfromthesparrowsnest.com.